Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
Welcome back to Victory Talk with Victoria. This week, I'm going to be encouraging you to get up. You've been down for long enough. You've settled with defeat for long enough. Now it's time to get up once and for all. I'm going to give you guys some tips to shake off the chains that may have been holding you for long enough. It's time to get free in Jesus' name. All right, guys, welcome back to Victory Talk with Victoria. So this week, I want to encourage you to get up. Let's get moving. Let's get past the things that have kept us in bondage for long enough. And so one huge misconception when we decide we're going to say yes to Christ is that everything is going to start going just great for our lives. And we're hit with reality very soon enough that things don't always go according to plan. And sometimes tragedy happens, death happens, betrayal happens, grief happens. Whatever it is that's happened to you, they have happened to many of us. And sadly, sometimes we tend to stay in those places for way longer than we ever should. And so I just want to remind you guys that you aren't the first person to go through some of the things that you've been through. If we think about different people throughout the Bible, we see that there are plenty of people who faced numerous trials and still had to get up. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, but he still had to get up. He would end up being one who would help many, many, many to be saved because he chose to get up. Hannah was taunted for not being able to birth the child, but eventually she had to get up, and she would be the very one who would birth Samuel, who would be a prophet to the nations because she chose to get up. Even if you think about Mary, the mother of Jesus, when she learned that she was pregnant, I can't imagine the flood of emotions that must have went through her in that moment, knowing that she wasn't married, knowing that she would be shunned by many people around her. But she chose to say, you know what, God, whatever it is that you want to do with me, I'm going to choose to get up. And also, if you think about David, he lost a child very early on. And even though that child was a child that was born out of a really horrible situation, he mourned that child, but still he got up. And so today, friends, I want to encourage you to get up. For those who have followed my personal testimony, you know that I've been through some really challenging times in my life where I really felt like defeat was my middle name. Actually, I felt like it was my first name because it is how I viewed the world. I mean, I was down, I was depressed, I was anxious. There was a point when I was suicidal. Life really started to get the best of me for so many different reasons. But I thank God that I knew that it was time to get up. So I just want to give you guys some tips. If you're going through a situation right now that will help you to finally, once and for all, keep going, keep moving, refresh, break free, and get up. So number one, my first tip to you is to immerse your atmosphere in worship. And so here's the thing. In my home, for those who know me personally, I have 6 beautiful kids. And I don't know why, but when I turn on the worship music and get the whole house enveloped in that environment, something happens. The screaming calms down a bit. The chaos goes to a minimum. And it's really hard to act crazy when the presence of the Lord is near. I want to encourage you guys to immerse your atmosphere in worship. If you have an electronic device, like for us, we have an Amazon Alexa, and it's amazing. And I tell you what, all I have to do is say, Alexa, turn on Elevation Worship. or Alexa, turn on Carrie Job. And within moments, my home is filled with worship of the Lord. Why is this important? Because what we're feeding ourselves is exactly what we're going to spew out. If we're going through a heartbreak and we're listening to songs and music about heartbreak, guess what? That's only going to refeed our spirit that negative emotion. But if we're going through a heartbreak and then we turn on a song that says, God's love came down and rescued me and set me free, we're replacing that negative emotion with something that's positive. And every time you listen to worship, you're infusing the atmosphere with something that is powerful, something that is life-changing, and something that can absolutely shift whatever it is that you're going through. I encourage you, start looking up the top hits in Christian radio, download them, and let that be what you immerse your atmosphere in. So, number one, immerse your atmosphere in worship. Number two, let your surroundings reflect Him. And when I say that, I mean the who and the what you allow in your atmosphere, because atmosphere is everything, okay? And so, just like step one said, you know, immerse your atmosphere in worship. Now let's be really intentional about who and what also is taking place in our atmosphere. What are you watching? What are you listening to? Who are you watching? Who are you listening to? Do you have a person that can give you wise counsel in your life? Do you have friends who you could count on if times get tough? Do you have anyone in your life that you can truly be vulnerable with? Who is in your atmosphere? What is in your atmosphere? This will be a good time to get some sticky notes and write things. If you're going through heartbreak, start writing things on your wall and little sticky notes. Start to affirm yourself. Thank you, God, that I am not a failure. Thank you, God, that I am lovable. Thank you, God, that I am worth it. Write some Bible scriptures down and have them all around your house so that you will not forget who God says you are. Let's start to shift the atmosphere. The more we see it, the more we believe it. That's kind of the way the human mind works. Eventually, you'll have the faith that you won't have to see it to believe it. But for right now, the Bible says, guard your eyes and your ears, right? Because we know that what we're seeing, what we're hearing is going to start to make changes within what we're doing, how we're thinking, how we're believing, how we're operating. So let's start to let our environment reflect the God that we serve. Let's let our environment illuminate His love. Let's start to cut out those things that we're engaged in that's only drawing us back to negativity. Let's work on shifting the atmosphere so that it can be conducive for change. Number three, I want you guys to start praising God like it's already done. Now, that's a hard one because when you're in the midst of some really tough situations, it's hard to praise God like it's already done, especially if you're dealing with a situation where, let's say, you're dealing with a really bad illness and the doctor's reports say that you're gonna die. But start praising God that you shall live and not die. Again, start looking at those scriptures that you place around your house strategically. Start listening to that worship that you're feeding yourself and start thanking God in advance for what He's going to do. And so I just want to draw you guys to a scripture where we see that praising God is directly connected to your chains being loose. And so if you go to Acts chapter 16, verse 25 through 27. Verse 25 says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And so if you guys don't know this story, they have been put in jail. And it says they are praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prisoners' doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison's doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, don't harm yourself. We are all here. So I threw in an extra verse at the end because I just thought that was very interesting. The jailer was like, oh God, this is really bad. because all the prison doors have been swung open and I'm going to lose my job. But let me tell you something. When God sets you free, you are free indeed. Now, Paul and Silas, they operated in integrity. For the context of the story, they stayed there. But what's interesting is as they prayed and worshiped God, God loosed the doors of the prison. And what I loved about that verse is it said the other prisoners were listening. That means when you get free, other people around you are watching, and there's something that can happen within them to where they will also get free. Your freedom, you walking in your God-given authority, you moving past this thing that's tried to chain you up, not only is going to free you, it's going to free the next person. So praise God like it's already done. God, I thank you that I will no longer walk in bitterness. God, I thank you that I will no longer walk in shame. God, I praise you in advance that my finances are taken care of. God, I thank you in advance that everything that you said over my life shall come to pass. God, I thank you in advance that you're helping me to forgive those who have hurt me. I thank you for it. And you watch those chains will start to fall off of you one by one. Praise God like it's already done, friends. And number four, give it to God and get up. That sounds really simple, but I'm telling you, it can be one of the hardest things to say, God, like I've had enough of it. Can you please take this? I'm going to give it to you because I know that in your hands, you can fix it. I love 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. He wants it. He doesn't want you to hold on to it. He wants you to give it to him. And so when I say get up, I'm talking about emotionally and I'm talking about physically too. Have you ever been sick? I know over the past couple of weeks, I've been really battling with this really bad headache. And right before I wrote this message, I heard God say, get up. And I'm telling you, within 5 minutes of physically putting my feet to the ground and saying, you know what? This headache is not going to have me. I'm going to move on with my day. The headache went away. This is a headache I've been struggling with for weeks. And the headache went away because I put my foot to the ground and said, enough is enough. I'm standing on the word that I am healed and I am getting up. And for some of you, there's going to need to be some tangible things that you do to get up. You're going to need to arise from the situation that's attempted to hold you, and you're going to need to do something tangible to break free. That might mean you need to call someone and physically apologize. That may mean you need to end a friendship that you know God has called you to end. That may mean that you need to make a phone call to apply for a job that you know God's been telling you to apply for. Whatever it is, you have to make that physical step that I'm going to get up. If you've been feeling depressed, that may mean you pick up the phone and you call your pastor and you say, I need prayer. That is your getting up. Getting up is going to look different for everybody, but what you cannot do is stay where you are for any longer. God is calling us to get up. God is calling us to be free. God is calling us to break the chains of the past and to start to walk into the freedom that he's called us to walk into. Because surely there is victory in knowing that God can pull you out of every situation that you're in. And I know for some of you, you're like, you know, this doesn't resonate with me, Victoria. You don't know what they did to me, Victoria. You don't know how bad I'm hurting. You don't know how deep I've gone. You don't know how bad my finances are. But the great thing is, I don't have to know because God knows. And he sent me to tell you that even you in this deep, dire situation can still get up. It's going to be very difficult to walk in victory when you're holding the weight of depression, anxiety, fear, stress, and everything else that the enemy tries to pile on us to keep us from living the best life that God has for us. So today, friends, I encourage you to get up. All right, guys, I thank you for listening to this week's episode, Get Up. I pray that as you listen to this, that God began to show you maybe some things that you need to let go of and that you need to make a tangible effort to get up from it, because God wants you to be completely free, because who he sets free is what? Free indeed. So I pray that this continues to bless you. If you haven't already, head over to www.victoryspeaks.org. You can also follow us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Until next time, guys, walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.